Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Instead of saying, I'm not good at this, and then you feel the stress and you get tense, you're like, oh, I'm not good at this. How do I figure this out? Instead of saying, you know what? I'm getting better and better at figuring out technology. So you're not saying, I'm great at technology. You're not like throwing out this big, huge like thing in the universe that doesn't. You can say, I'm getting better and better.
The philosophic mind sees that its own rights are the rights of humanity, that in the universe of God, nothing is trivial or mean, and the recognition it seeks is not through the survival of bullies, but through the universal application of the golden rule.
I work out by myself now, but I want to work out with other people, and you know, I just want to like get, you know, back in shape.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool, Sally. Why are you really here? Right? And then like, boom, all of a sudden, you know, sometimes tears come, and it's like, it's just, and like, and for me, it's like, okay, we're getting there.
On the way, discover your new favorite podcast with samples from Road to Somewhere, The Genius of Liberty, and What the Fit. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. If there's one thing people hate more than taxes, it's change. Change brings new unknowns, new uncertainties, and a whole new set of problems into our lives. Or so we think. Well, our first podcast, Road to Somewhere, has set out to reverse that way of thinking. Co-hosts Lisa Oz and Jill Herzig are here for anyone grappling with life changes to help get you fearless about transformation and actually enjoy the ride. With guests from a wide variety of fields, psychologists, writers, relationship experts, Road to Somewhere is the ultimate guide to taking life changes head on. Because let's face it, life is full of U-turns. And here's a sample for you from the episode of Road to Somewhere that features health coach and transformational expert Koya Webb. She's on the show to talk about her new book, Let Your Fears Make You Fierce, which stresses the importance of letting go of limiting beliefs.
So limiting beliefs have something to do with people from the outside, but just help me understand this. A lot of it is generated from the inside, yeah? Mm-hmm. So just give me some example of limiting beliefs and kind of how, maybe how you've helped clients get, find them, discover what they are and
right.
work through them.
I like to turn limiting beliefs into liberating affirmations.
Okay.
So would you guys like to share a limiting belief?
Limiting belief. A limiting belief for me that I've been struggling with is that I'm terrible at dealing with technology. Does that sound
yeah,
like a limiting belief?
I'm terrible at dealing with technology.
So when, you know, the inevitable glitches happen, I feel a little bit of a rising panic. And then I have to like, I actually think I do breathe through it a little bit.
Good.
And then I just start playing and experimenting. And if I can't work it out, I throw myself on the mercy of the IT department. But first I really try and I'm getting there, but I feel like it is something that actually makes it harder for me to solve things by myself because I believe that I suck at this.
Well, I think you kind of already did it for yourself because the first thing you said you did was you breathe. You breathe through that limiting belief, take that big inhale, and I can figure out this technology, or me and my team can figure this out. The more that you say, I or me and my team can figure this out, I can figure out technology. You know, and then it opens you up to removing that anxiety around it. Instead of saying, I'm not good at this, and then you feel the stress and you get tense, you're like, oh, I'm not good at this. How do I figure this out? Instead of saying, you know what? I'm getting better and better at figuring out technology. So you're not saying, I'm great at technology. You're not like throwing out this big, huge like thing in the universe that doesn't. You can say, I'm getting better and better.
Huh.
Or I'm understanding.
That feels
good. Yeah, I'm getting better and better.
I could say I'm getting better.
Because you're trying, right?
Definitely, I am trying.
So I feel like if anyone, you can't fail until you stop trying.
From the podcast Road to Somewhere from iHeartRadio, make Jill and Lisa your life journey companions on Road to Somewhere, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. new to the Podcast Central collection this week is an excellent podcast produced in partnership with the Cincinnati Mercantile Library. It's called The Genius of Liberty, and it tells the little-known story of the crucial role Ohio played in the fight for women's suffrage. Join host Hillary Copsey and writer Catherine Durek for an intriguing series of stories from Ohio during the suffrage movement, revealing forgotten details about the bitter, still ongoing fight for equal rights. And at just around 6 minutes per episode, The Genius of Liberty offers snackable stories of oppression, determination, and bravery that are just as important today as they were then. Here's a sample for you from the recent episode of The Genius of Liberty titled Women versus the Indian. In the episode, they feature the work of Anna Julia Cooper, the fourth black woman in the U.S. to earn a Ph.D. In this clip, they explore her seminal work of black feminism, A Voice from the South, published in Xenia, Ohio, in 1892.
In her seminal work, A Voice from the South, Cooper intimated that the suffragist cause had been corrupted by courting support from the former Confederate states, a powerful bloc that on its own could scuttle a constitutional amendment granting voting rights for women. It cannot seem less than a blunder whenever the exponents of a great reform allow themselves to seem distorted by a narrow view of their own aims and principles, Cooper observed. All prejudices, whether of race, sect or sex, class pride and caste distinctions, are the belittling inheritance and badge of snobs and prigs. The philosophic mind sees that its own rights are the rights of humanity, that in the universe of God nothing is trivial or mean, and the recognition it seeks is not through the survival of bullies, but through the universal application of the golden rule. The cause of freedom is the cause of humankind, the very birthright of humanity. Now, unless we are greatly mistaken, the woman's movement is essentially an embodiment, if its pioneers could only realize it, of universal good. It is not the intelligent woman versus the ignorant woman, nor the white woman versus the black, the brown, and the red. It is not even the cause of woman versus man. Nay, 'tis woman's strongest vindication for speaking that the world needs to hear her voice. Hers is every interest that has lacked an interpreter and a defender. Her cause is linked with that of every agony that has been dumb, every wrong that needs a voice. Why should woman become a plaintiff in a suit versus the Indian or the Negro or any other race or class who have been crushed under the iron heel of Anglo-Saxon power and selfishness? If the Indian has been wronged and cheated by this American government, it is woman's mission to plead with her country to cease to do evil and to pay its honest debts. If the Negro has been deceitfully cajoled or inhumanly cuffed, let it be woman's mission to plead that he be met as a man and honestly given half the road. If woman's own happiness has been ignored or misunderstood, let her rest her plea on the obligation of legislators to do for her as they would have others do for them, were relations reversed.
New to Podcast Central, that was The Genius of Liberty from the Mercantile Library right here in Cincinnati. Hear more powerful voices from Ohio's pivotal role in the women's suffrage movement with The Genius of Liberty, now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. We all want to be fit, but what does that word mean? Well, from bodybuilders to casual joggers, fitness means many things to many different people. Whatever it means to you, find the routines, tips, and guidance you're looking for on this week's local Cincinnati featured podcast, What the Fit. Hosted by Cincinnati fitness fanatic Chrissy Grody, What the Fit is an interview podcast that explores every aspect of fitness, how to define it in your own terms, how to achieve it, how to make it last, and much more. Chrissy and her guests know that we can't all have six packs, toned legs, and flat stomachs, and that's why What the Fit welcomes guests from different perspectives all across the wellness industry to shift the conversation from not only how to get fit, but also why. And let's give you this example with a recent episode of What the Fit featuring Danny Kester. He's the head trainer at Burn Boot Camp in Mason. He joins the show to discuss the program, a new workout experience designed to maximize results in just 40 minutes, as well as the benefits of community support and accountability in the pursuit of fitness. In this clip, Danny discusses the importance of being deliberate and honest about your intentions and fitness goals.
Yeah, you usually go to a workout and you're like, you go, you know, an hour, boom, you go home, you know, see you later.
Right.
We give you the opportunity as a member to come in and meet with me or any of the other trainers for 15 minutes, and that's before camps or after camps.
Mm-hmm.
The way I like to say is it's a time for accountability with me, right? I can talk to you on the floor while we're working out just a little bit and say, hey, Chrissy, how are you doing? Whatever. But like, it's a time for us to talk and get a little bit deeper. And so on my first, and this is, I'm honestly someone who I'm big on like mindset and like the psychology, which I did major in psychology. Mm. And so but in an authentic way, I love to go deep with people because I think I hate surface conversation.
Yeah,
and
I don't have time.
Like, I don't have time for that. Yeah. Like, just go, just like be as vulnerable as you can with me and I'll be as vulnerable as I can to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's going to help me.
People,
yeah, 100%. Yeah. It takes time. And like, that's going to help us get closer to our goals a lot faster if you can just really be open with me.
Yeah.
And it's going to help you so much, right?
Right.
And here's a great example. Like, and I can think of many occasions where this happened. It's like, you know, someone comes in and talks with me. I'll kind of start asking the questions like, hey, you know, Sally, what are you looking for? How can I best help you?
Why are you in here?
Yeah. Like at the core, you know, okay, Danny, like I work out by myself now, but I want to work out with other people. And, you know, I just want to like get, you know, back in shape.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool, Sally. Why are you really here? Right. And then like, boom, all of a sudden, you know, sometimes tears come. And it's like, it's just, and like, and for me, it's like, okay, we're getting there. We're going lower. We're going deeper.
Yeah. What is like the majority or like a categorization of answers, responses? Like, what do people say?
You know, a lot of times it's like, kids,
like,
you know, I want to be an inspiration for my kids. I want to be able to play with my kids. Mm-hmm. I want to be that mom that's like, you know, cheering my kid on or whatever that is on the playground, doing everything with him, doing, you know, front flips and that is. And
they want to be an example. They want to be strong for their kids.
It's like we go back to like past things in their life that's like really at the core of like why they're feeling this way or like what's preventing them from like really going forward. It's like there's something in the way and we got to find it. We got to get there, right? And I'm willing as a trainer to get there, like to go there with you.
Yeah.
And like this is, and I, it's something I also say to all my members, no matter if it's your first time meeting me or you're, you know, 100th time meeting me, it's like, I care more about you as a person than I care about your workouts all day long.
Yeah.
Our local Cincinnati podcast, What the Fit with Chrissy Grody. Start your fitness journey wherever it may lead with the help of What the Fit. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Before we wrap up today, let's do a quick check in the Apple Podcast charts to see what's hot across the country by iTunescharts.net. From the last week, it's been a battle mostly of two podcasts, The 1619 Project from the New York Times and Expeditiously with Tip Tia Harris. But cracking the number one slot this week is a new podcast called The Thing About Pam. Debuting less than 2 weeks ago, The Thing About Pam is, wait for it, a true crime podcast by the true crime masters, though, NBC's Dateline. 2 days after Christmas 2011, Russ Feria came home from game night to find his wife, Betsy, dead. He was soon charged and convicted of her murder, but Russ Feria insisted he didn't kill his wife. It's as diabolical as it is an entertaining of a story. The Thing About Pam, now number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about that podcast and the others we featured today on Start Here, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call us at 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Tripp Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.